Lo yehivnu lei. Bezdin says to the children, we will not return the shtar that you tell us to give it back to the Reuven. Why? The dilma, because we're afraid. Michtav kosvi avua. True, your father Taka wrote the shtar up to give it to Reuven, but meyev lo yoyvelei. He Taka never gave it to him. He didn't give the shtar really to Reuven. So Reuven was not zeichu in the shtar. For you have to atli in the shachrina. We have to be afraid that maybe you afterwards gave a shtar matona, gave it away to somebody else. And now the problem is v'kohadartabe. Now you want to retract. So therefore, we don't give back this first shtar to the person you're saying. That's the price of lo yachta lo elezev lo elezev. Rather, we say ela. We say to the children like this. He kush to karma. It was really true what you're saying. The yovelei ovuch, that your father really wanted to give it to him for present, and nobody gave it to anybody else. If so, zil atash to go right now. Kosov le shtar achrin. Go write him up another shtar right now. Then there's no problems involved. Even if your father didn't mean to give it to him, and you wrote up the shtar to somebody else, he won't lose out. Shimon won't lose out. Lest like Pseida, the Kamba Bas or Kamba Zocha, because we're going to have now two shtars. Like Shimon's shtar obviously was written before this new shtar that's written up today. So therefore, that's the best eitzah. Bezdin tells him, we can't return this old shtar to Reuven, because that may cause problems. Rather, we say, if it's really true what you're saying, that you want to give the present to Reuven, and nobody else has it, so write him up a new shtar right now, then we can't go wrong. Because if you did give it away to somebody else, that person won't lose out either, because his shtar was before, and when you have a shtar muktim, that shtar wins over shtar later. We say, once you gave it away to one person, you have no right to give it away to a second person. So mitzvah, that kid, so that's the theory between the Braisa and the Mishnah. By the kids, where they're not b'nei chazorininu, then we do not return the shtar. But the Mishnah smashed, when we do return the shtar, that's when the shchimra is still alive, he's a bar mehedahu, then we return the shtar to who he says to. Because he has nothing to lose, he has a right to be chayza. Tana Rabbanim, look at the Braisa like this. Matzah shaver, somebody finds a receipt. In other words, when the husband pays up the ksuba to his wife after he gave her a gift, so then she's supposed to write back a ksuba, a receipt, a shayva that she received the money. The Rashi says, Shekos v'isha labaylo, his kabalti ksubasi, I received my ksuba. And Rashi says, even v'yad ataf, even though they're still married, still if the husband pays up the ksuba before him, she writes him up a receipt. So now this receipt was lost, so it depends. Bizman she'isha moedif, the isha admits that she received the ksuba ready, yach labal, we return to the husband. And isha moedif, the isha does not admit that she received the ksuba, we don't return to either one of them. Now, bizman she'isha moedif, at the time when the isha admits that the ksuba was paid up, then we do return this receipt to the husband. The question is why? For leichish, why aren't we afraid? Dilma kos v'litim benisin, maybe this receipt was written up to be given over in Nisin, but really v'loy nos na tishrei, really the mice of the husband did not pay up the ksuba until tishrei. So even though the receipt says it was paid up in Nisin, we have to be afraid maybe it wasn't paid up until Tishrei. So therefore we have to be afraid v'oz lo zavante l'ksuba p'tovas hanoim in Nisin atishrei. Maybe the lady in between sold her ksuba to somebody else p'tovas hanoim, like for gamble. Then it's sad that she'll receive a get, he'll collect the ksuba. So really she didn't receive a ksuba until Tishrei. So between Nisin and Tishrei she sold the ksuba to somebody else and she received p'tovas hanoim. Now, later, when we have this receipt, when the husband has the receipt that says that he paid up the ksuba, it says the Nisan time, or mapak leila shayber, shayber, then the husband will take out the receipt, the cost of benisin that was written up in Nisan, for yasal and mitzvah lekucha shleikadin, and he'll have a right to take it away from the kucha shleikadin. In other words, really what happened here was the husband did not pay up the ksuba to her until Tishrei. So therefore, Nisan time, there were karka that said it was set aside for the ksuba. She didn't receive it yet. She went ahead and sold the ksuba to somebody else, that person will have a right to collect the ksuba. And Lamaisa at that time was like a true. She had a right to sell the ksuba because the husband did not pay her up yet. So later, when she gets a get, those lakuchas really have a right to keep the karka that was set aside for the ksuba. But now the husband's going to come and say, no, listen, the karka you're taking for the ksuba belongs to me. Because I have a shaver, I have a receipt here that I paid up my wife, the ksuba, all the way back in Nisan time. So that you bought the ksuba after Nisan, ish leikadin, you have no right to buy this property that was set aside for the ksuba, because I already paid up my shtar, I already paid up the ksuba. So how can we return this shayva, this receipt to the husband? Let's be afraid the receipt is not a good receipt. The receipt says that he paid her up in Nisan, and maybe really he first paid her up in Tishrei. And if that really took place, then there'll be a lukucha shalakadin. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Shmamin, if maybe it should be a proof, since we're not chayshish for this, that Isi lived the Shmuel, we hold like Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel says that Hamoich Hishtachayv the Chaveroi. If somebody sells Hishtachayv to Chaveroi, you have a Hishtachayv that somebody owes you $100. And you sell this piece of paper to somebody else for $90. Now that person has a right to collect the $100 from your Balchayv. And then the Chazer Mochloy, now this Malva, the one that sold the Shtar, is Meichel the Chayv. He's Meichel his first Leiva, that the first Leiva does not have to pay him back. So it comes out Mochel, that the Mechil takes place, and the one that bought the Shtar now loses out. He has no right to collect the money from the original Leiva, since the Malva that has the Shibir Aguf was Meichel the Shibir Aguf. And Vafilu Yerush Meichel, even if it's not the Malva himself, the Malva died, just as Yerush and his children want to be Meichel, they could also be Meichel. So in other words, like Rashi says, like since we hold like Shmuel, therefore here by the Sheva, by the receipt, there's nothing to lose out. Because even if it's true, like Rashi says, let's say the Isha sold the Ksubra in here, and the Ksubra is called the Shtar Chayv. The Chazra machlosa labal, and now when she admits that the Sheva was a good Sheva, so the husband now has a receipt saying he paid up in Nisan. So it's coming out that these Lekuchas will lose out. So by the Isha doing this, it's like the Isha is being Meichel, the Chayv, umachlosa labal betishrei, she's been Meichel betishrei. So Meichel is called a good Mechila. If so, the Shapatar of labal, therefore it's very good. The husband has a right to come and take back this property from the Lekeach. Because even on the side she sold it, but a Baal Chayv has a right to be Meichel, the Shibudai. So the Isha, she's the Baal Chayv, she has a right to be Meichel Shibudai. So therefore, even on the side that the Shayv was first written up in Nisan, and he first paid up on Tishrei, still nothing will be done Shalakadin. Because when she admits later to return the Shtar Shaver, it's like she's being Meichel, the karka that was set aside for the Ksuba to the husband. She's being Meichel to the husband. So therefore the person that bought the Shtar Ksuba off the wife, it's like you're Meichel Shtar Chayv L'Chaveroi. And then the wife was Meichel, she's the Malva, she's Meichel the Shibud. Back to the husband, and so the Mechila helps. So therefore we say there's no problem here. That's why the Shaver we return. Abayi says, "Afilu teima lesil b'shmuel." No, here is no proof. Even if you don't know like Shmuel, hatayi hocha b'mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hocha b'mayaskinon b'sheshtak suba yoytzi matachas yoda, where she's holding the shtak suba. So Rashi says, "Shemivilo finish." She brings it in front of us. Leik lamechus Hashem amochum v'tayvus. No, we're not afraid she sold it to somebody else. Because if she sold the shtak to somebody else, what is she doing with the shtak suba? She gave away the shtak to somebody else. So here that we say we return the shaver is only in the case where she is still holding on to the ksuba. So then we say for sure it's not a problem that she sold the ksuba to Tevis Ano. For Rav says back, no, that's not enough. Imishum shtar ksuba, it's just the fact that she's holding shtar ksuba in hands, Chashinu were afraid, l'shtei ksubas were afraid maybe she had two ksubas written up. And therefore one ksuba taka she sold, and the other one she's holding on to this. So that's why we should be afraid of the shaver if not for Shmuel Svara. Rabbayom Abaye says, Choda, first of all, l'shtei ksubas l'chashinu. We're not afraid, that's not shchiach, that an isha should have two ksubas written up. V'yoyed also, shayver b'zmanay tarf. As you know, a shayver, he's taki being tarf b'zmanay. Since we hold, like Shmuel, that she has a right to be meichel shibudai, so therefore, the husband is collecting the shayver, he's collecting mitzaradin. And the Mor says, Abaye, the time Abaye goes going to his time, the yom that Abaye says, Eda b'chasumav zochenloi. I mean, it could be even without Shmuel's halacha then. In other words, Abaye says, Takav Meir also has no proof to Shmuel. For two reasons. First of all, he says, L'shtei ksubas lechashinin. We're not afraid for two ksubas. Hilkach, therefore, we're not afraid she sold it, Rashi says. V'yoyd, inam mizavanta, even if she did sell it, still we're not afraid for anything. Because, good, not like Shmuel, but Abaye holds, Eidah b'chasum zochanloi. That when the Eidim signed in the Shtar Shaver, it's as if they really received the payment then. So as long as he pays her up later, we consider as if the payment taka took place in Nisan. So therefore, she had no right to sell the tevus of ksuba. So therefore, even though she sold it, it's shleikadin. Therefore, the husband has a right to take away from the kuchas. And that's mitzaradin. So therefore, since Yod Eidah V'chsum Zachaloi, whenever they wrote up the Shaver, even though they wrote up the receipts, first the Nisan, and really the husband first paid up the Ksuba in Tishrei, still we consider as if the payment took place Taka Nisan. Because Eidah V'chsum Zachaloi, we consider as if the payment took place all the way back B'shaf V'chsimus of the Eidim. So therefore, whatever the husband does now is called Shemitzar Adin. Therefore, there's no problem with Zachshash. Therefore, we return the Shaver. There's no proof from Shmuel here. Then Echlam and Allah attack with a paskin like Shmuel. That Shmuel says again, Amirchesh Tachav Lechadeira, Vichazu Machloi, Yisaka Machl. Alright, we'll stop here. By the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Motza Igorois Shum. If you find the letter of a Shum of evaluation, so Rashi says, it means, Sheshomu Bezda Nichse Loiva Lamalva Bechoivai. That the Leiva has no money to pay up, so the Bezdin went down to the Leiva's fields and evaluated how much it's worth in order to pay back for the Chayv. Baita, or else be Geris Mozin, we find a letter of Mozin. So Rashi says, Shekibul Ol of Lozin as Batishtai, when you get married to your new wife and she already has a daughter, so the father now is Makabal to take care of her. Or else Shtori Chalitza, we find in the street somebody lost the Shtar Chalitza, then the Yavama has a Chalitza. Or else you find a shtar miyun. A shtar miyun is when a katana gets married without her father. Her father died and her mother or her brother marries her off. That's only kedushin midrabbanan. Therefore, when she wants to get rid of her husband, she just has to say in front of three people, I don't want him. She's miyun b'fnei shleisha, Rashi says. She says, e'efsha l'ploini b'ayli. And therefore, because from the bezdin shtar shemiyano, the bezdin writes her a shtar miyun, that's a get. So now if we find a shtar miyun on the floor, or else v'shtari birurin, to find the shtar, Birurin Rashi says, the Gemara Meforash, Gemara will explain, what does Birurin mean? Where the Bezna are explaining their tainas that they said in front of Bezna are written down in the shtar, or else the Mishnah says, the whole Meister Bezdin, any type of a shtar that's made of a Meister Bezdin that's made in front of Bezdin, so the Locher is, Harei Zayachzer, we have a right to return it. Like Rashi says, the Lech Lamechish, we're not afraid, L'Shem Nimlach, we're not afraid that maybe the person wrote it, and then he changed his mind, to a Bezdin, like Kasvum, Elibadavah Mekuyim, because Bezdin only signs or does something if the thing really took place. So therefore, if it has Bezdin's signature, it was done in front of Bezdin, for sure the action took place. And for Proyin also, Rashi says, Lech Lamechish, to Bahani Shtaros L'Shach B'Proyin. This Shtaros is not Shaykh Proyin. So therefore, there's no Chash, therefore you'll have to return the Shtar. What about Motza B'Chafitza? Let's say you find the Shtar in a bag B'Chafitza. Oy B'Dluskema, another type, Rashi says, Shum Shtar, find another type of a Shtar. In a chafis and a bag, or the luskum, another type of a bag in a case, or else tachrich shel shtaros, you find a roll of shtaros, or yaguda shel shtaros, or else a bundle of shtaros. Now these last cases have the mind, there's a simin involved over here, that the person that lost it, like you say, I have a simin to say it's mine. So lochar is hareza yachzer. These cases also, you have a right to return them. So Rashi says, the dovish yesh by simin, something has a simin over here, who? It's like the Gemara explains it, shakli simin. The kli has a simon to it. So therefore we have a right to return the shtaros. Now the kamo aguda shel shtaros, what's called an aguda, a bundle of shtaros? Shleisha, kshurin zebezeh. You have three shtaros tied together one to another, that's called an aguda, that's called a simon already. But the person has a right, like to give a simon, we know to return the shtar to him. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, he says like this, echad haloiva mishleisha. If one person borrowed money from three people, so Yachzer, if we find these three shtaros together, subshita, we return these shtaros to the loiva. Because what are all three doing together? It must be that the loiva lost them. In other words, the loiva paid up already, and the loiva, he took all these shtaros back, that's what fell from him. The Rashi says, Yachzirim oitzim loiva. Tevadei parim, for sure the loiva paid up the money already. Ve'achzirim loy, and the malva returned it to the loivas. And it fell from the loiva. She'im miyodim, because if it fell from the malva, all three shtaros are in one place. Like this one, Ruvain borrowed money from three different people. And now we find all three shtaros together. So, obviously, one person lost it. So we don't say the malva lost it, because what are three shtaros doing together from three different malvas? So it's more mistarv, which fell from the loiva that already paid back. Therefore, we return these three shtaros now to the loiva. What about Shleisha halofim menechid? Let's say three different people borrowed money from one malva. Shimon lent out $100 to three different people. And we find these three shtaros together. It's for sure also Yachzal Malva. Here we return the shtar to the malva.
because since he's the person that lent the money, so must probably it fell from him, because he had these three shtaros together. We don't say it fell from the loiver, because what are the three loivers doing together? They're three different people. So since the malva is one and it fell from three together, we give it back to the malva. Motze shtar ben shtaroisef. Let's say a person finds a shtar between his other shtaros. The guy has a lot of bills to pay, and he finds another shtar between them. And the en yodeya mativa, he doesn't know what's going on here. He doesn't know. Rashi says, etzloi im hilva im haloiva hefkidu etzloi oi hamalva oi shema miksasa prua masrul aliyah shlish benayim v'shachach. Like a person is holding on to a shtar, and he doesn't know what he's doing here. Obviously, it's not his shtar. He didn't borrow any money. He didn't lend any money. So obviously, he's holding on to somebody else's shtar. He doesn't remember if the loiva gave it to him, if the malva gave it to him, it was half paid up. He doesn't know what to do with the shtar. So Lachru is in such a case, you can't do anything with the shtar. You can't give it back to the loiva, because maybe the malva, maybe he didn't pay up yet. You can't give it back to the malva, because maybe it was paid up already. So you do not know what to do with such a shtar, just have to hold on to it until Eliyo, until we know clearly, like through Edim, what to do. What's going to be in Yeshi Moim Sanfunius? Let's say you have, like, a Sanfunius means like you have a shaver. You have a receipt. So Rashi said this is like a new case. Rashi says, Mili Mili Katoni. If between your shtaros you find the receipt,